Welcome to the podcast. Yes. Sorry, I thought I'd sing the intro because I'm getting something made up, but it's not here yet. So I'm just
right.
Every day until we get it.
Can
I'll
you
just
give me a little music behind it as well. Oh, no, I was asking you to do it with your mouth, but
it's the Tim and Jess catch up. Hope you're having a fantastic day. How good's happiness?
I'm absolutely not hearing anything.
No, you're not hearing anything.
No,
you're not hearing anything. Oh, it's because I haven't pressed the right button. It was sad music. It was sad people music.
Now I feel even more sad.
Now it is a lot more sad.
Anyway, today on the show, we fired guns at Tim.
It was a rubber band gun. It's a toy.
We fired guns at my single status.
Verbal guns.
Who else did we fire guns
Peter
at?
Peter Dutton tried to fire a gun at Malcolm Turnbull. Failed.
Failed.
Failed gun firing.
But you can hear it all in the catch-up today.
Do you want to hear something exciting? I got my new boat license in the mail today.
Oh, I thought you said exciting.
Yeah, look at that.
Actually, that's kind of cool. I like that they make it blue. Is it blue in every state?
No, that's just this state. I was 21 in that photo.
You look the same.
That's 5 years ago now.
Looked like a criminal then and you look like a criminal now.
Yeah, I know. My hairline isn't as high.
Your hair looks much nicer in that photo though, so you should probably get a haircut.
Yeah, can we just quickly, before we move on, you not so subtly dropped something about my appearance yesterday or the day before about my long beard and my long hair at the
moment.
All
I said was I saw a photo come up of us 2 years ago and your hair looked real good.
Because it wasn't long.
No, it's just not that it wasn't. It was just, it was a good cut.
What's wrong with my current hair?
You
don't
scruffy.
Even see it. I wear a hat every day.
You look scruffy on your hair and you look scruffy in your beard and you need to pick one.
I need to pick one.
Yes. This is my theory. If a guy has a scruffy beard, he has to have a nice clean haircut. If he has scruffy hair, he has to have a nice clean beard. You can't have both. It has to be one or the other.
How about I have neither and I become a skinhead?
Yes. Shave it all off.
No.
Let's do it.
Because I'll look unwell. Anyway.
Yeah, you don't have a chin.
I do. And again, you can't do this on verbal and
you're right,
audio.
You're sorry. You've got the butt chin.
I don't have a butt chin either.
It's got a big old dimple.
Jess thinks it's fun to make claims on the show and on the podcast because I can't physically or like with an image show you the show. Anyway, Jess has got a forehead tattoo session booked for this afternoon, so we got to get going.
Get to the catch-up.
Enjoy the show. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ. Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. 6:02. Hope wherever you are around central Queensland this morning, you're having a good one. Jess pressing the buttons today, reading the weather.
So far, I haven't made a mistake.
Like
but that
could a professional.
Change.
You should not have said that. You touch all
no,
the wood.
Whenever I say I'm doing well, that's when I mess up. So if I say that I'm there will be a mistake somewhere in the show, you just have to stick around and keep listening.
You've got me confused with someone that thinks you're doing well. I think you're doing it.
Oh, okay.
It's happening. It's not happening well, but it is happening.
Thanks
and
so much.
But that's all right. We need to focus. Because I am excited. You are excited. You are excited. You are excited. You are excited.
What am I so excited
I'm talking
about?
To everybody.
Right.
Because we're giving away $500 this Friday.
Of course. With bags of cash. All you have to do is be shopping around your favourite stores in central Queensland. This Friday, we'll be drawing a couple of names from Gladstone, I believe.
Gladstone specifically.
So Gladstone, get shopping.
Yeah, get shopping. That doesn't mean Rockhampton, Emerald, Yeppoon, Tannum Sands.
Your time will come
keep shopping.
In a couple of
weeks. Keep them shops going on.
You want to make sure you've got as many entries in as possible because there's no limit on how many entries you can put in.
Absolutely. You could go to literally all the different shops around central Queensland and just keep going. You could go to Rocky for the weekend, have a drive by there, then you can win in Rocky as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I didn't even think of that. That's
smart.
Cool.
I've already done it, so that's how I know that. But coming up next, biggest news in the last 24 hours right here in Australia, a leadership spill happened and finished within a 20-minute window after 9 a.m. yesterday, just after we went off the air.
It was a bit of a boss move by our Prime Minister, but a lot of people are saying that we're not in the clear just yet.
Not just yet.
We'll tell you a bit more about it coming up next.
That's right. This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit. And yesterday, from 9 a.m. to 9:20, it was Heckers von Scheckers at Parliament House in Canberra.
Yeah, we were all riled up here on this show, thinking that there was going to be another massive leadership spill.
Yes,
fifth in 10 years.
Fifth in 10 years. And it did take place. Peter Dutton, he decided, you know what, Mr. Turnbull, I think I can do a better job leading this Liberal Party than you can. And let's have a vote. And then the vote was swiftly decided, 48-35, Malcolm Turnbull still preferred Prime Minister in the Liberal Party.
Now, a lot of people are saying that we're not out of the clear yet.
No, not yet.
Typically, in the last 5 instances that this has happened, 4 in the last 10 years, but also there was one in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there's a leadership challenge, it'll go for the current Prime Minister, and then there'll be a second leadership challenge, and that's the one where they lose their spot.
The old double knifing.
The other double knifing. This is the thing. Like, apparently, Peter Dutton may still go for another shot.
Well, he's resigned.
Has he?
Yeah, he's resigned.
Maybe it won't be him then.
That's like trying to, at like a footy club, being like, I don't like the captain of this club. I'm going to become the new captain. Let's do it. Everyone here, we're standing at training. Let's do a vote. All right, it's still Steve. Anyway, I'm going to go play down the road. Like, that's essentially what's happened. And now,
no wonder people were putting their potatoes out yesterday. I thought it was just because he lost.
I was going to say,
because he's left.
Australian is a country of smart asses. And hashtag put your potatoes out, because Peter Dutton looks like a potato. It's incredible.
He
and also,
does, though,
also the equivalent, because they keep calling a leadership spill. So imagine, like, I've got in my hand right now a glass full of water, like a bottle full of water.
Yeah.
It's like you knock it slightly, but it didn't fall because you caught it. And it's like, nah, we're still good.
Yeah.
So Peter Dutton winning was the drink falling over. Dutton losing was us catching the cup.
They're not still super strong, though, because there's still 35 votes. Like, I thought it was going to be a lot higher on either side.
Yeah.
But it was almost a 50-50 split.
Well, I understand why Peter Dutton waited until August to get this done. Imagine a Christmas in July party where you've just tried to knife your boss. Look, Malcolm, I'm sorry, but I just thought I was better than you. No, you're not, Dutsy. And if you would, please, hashtag put your potatoes out and send us some photos. That would be well appreciated. Hopefully we are out of the clear because this is getting ridiculous. I think we're all sick of it.
But we will keep you posted. Hits.com.au if you want to keep up to date.
It's Tim and Jess. I'm sure something will change in 10 minutes. It's Tim and Jess on Hits CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Peking Duck, Tim and Jess on Hits CQ. And something that affects us all. Something that you might not even... We only see it for half of the day, but it's one of the most important things to me. It's the moon. I love me some moon.
You wouldn't see it at all during the day.
Well, sometimes you can. The other day it was out till like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
Mainly you see it at night, though.
Yes,
right?
Yes, but I'm saying you can see it for half the day minimum.
Sure.
The moon
Continue with your science.
The moon is a beautiful beast. Love me some moon. Mm-hmm. Spins around our Earth just like a little, like a tetherball on a string, just whippity-whippity-whip.
Affecting my mood as it goes around.
Oh, apparently. Whatever, man. I don't care about that. I'm more caring about it. So, obviously in 1969, when man first landed on the moon, huge deal, right?
Sure.
Everyone was super chuffed. Going, Neil.
If he did it.
Neil, champion. All right, we actually have a sound effect, so you can do that. But that's all right. You can use your mouth if you want.
I don't know where that sound
I was going to say, you're on the other side of the desk today.
Sound effects with my mouth today.
Fair enough. But huge discovery using a new system, the Moon Mineralogy Mapper.
Mm-hmm.
They believe they have found ice on the moon.
Is that a big deal?
What does ice turn? What does ice turn?
Isn't ice cold? Like, isn't the moon cold?
What does ice turn into when it's hot?
Water.
Have they discovered water on the moon before?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
So that means that there may have been life on that moon at some point. Right?
Oh, you never know. It's obviously it's hard to distinguish between like hydrogen. It could be hydroxyl. It could be like another form of water. But they found in the bottom of craters, because obviously it's hard to tell because we don't send just Kevin out there to go and sort it out.
Just doing some maintenance.
They use this mapping system, and they have found that in the bottom of these craters, it is ice. It's little ice particles. So no water, but ice, because it's not too, obviously it's too cold to sustain water that isn't frozen. But
so
it is
exciting.
So are
they going to attempt to get some samples back now? Like, we haven't landed on the moon in a while, have we?
No, it's been a long, long time. Imagine moon water, how good that would be for you. You know how the doctors say, hey, drink eight cups of water a day? This would be like drink this one cup of water
for
Fiji
a lifetime. Water.
So it is exciting, but I'm worried that someone's going to get there, mostly the United States, and they're going to manufacture this, and they're going to sell it, and they're going to market moon water.
If they sell it, then I'm going to the US, and I'm going to buy myself some moon water.
All right. Well, look forward to aggressive...
Better them doing it than us. It's a lot of effort.
The Australian Space Agency, take up a tinny with you, bring it back.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories around Australia and central Queensland, and you know... No.
How dare you.
That was, sorry, we're swapping roles today, but I believe, and I think we're on the same page here, Post Malone.
Mm.
Boys up in the sky, serious reports that as he was taking off in a plane in the United States, the tyres burst, so now they're trying to burn some fuel to make the plane lighter so he can land.
Yes, I've heard reports that apparently he may have landed safely.
Well,
we will have some updates throughout the show.
Scary situation.
Absolutely.
Don't want to be stuck in the sky.
Was carrying 13 passengers on its way to London.
It's a private jet, so him and his mates, him and the people that work with him, obviously a very scary situation. A lot of people don't like planes, and this is one of the exact reasons why people don't like planes.
And light planes as well.
Oh, private jet is not a light plane.
Well, I mean...
if it's got a bed, it's not light.
It's only got 13 passengers, though.
Yeah, probably because like they've probably
it's
got...
a jumbo jet.
They've probably got five seats each. I would rather go in a private plane than a normal standard...
Would you?
Absolutely, mate.
The dream is to go into one of those, like, those big jumbo jets that's like a long-haul flight that have the bed.
So you want Air Force One, the President of the United States plane. You want Air Force One.
Like not like a bed, but like not economy. Not sitting in a seat, like laying down.
So you want business class.
Yeah.
Well, we're not a serious, all right. If you want to triple or sometimes quadruple your price.
I'm not saying I'm going to pay for it, but someday.
If you're listening, Qantas, we're waiting. We are waiting. But we will keep you up to date because we are hearing reports right now that it looks like he has landed safely. You know, we probably will check with Dean McCarthy.
Absolutely. If anyone's going to know, Dean will know around 7:30.
Absolutely.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
You are trying for a baby right now, and fellas, I'm talking to you because you could be doing something that could be affecting how much you could get pregnant.
All right. So this... definitely applies to people that are trying to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, is this just like a fun little tip?
Oh, it could also be a tip for those blokes who don't want to fall pregnant.
All right.
On the other end of the spectrum.
Look, I'm looking forward to one day having a child with my beautiful girlfriend, but tomorrow is not that day.
Bit of a personal question. What kind of undies do you wear?
Mostly mesh. I really like the feel of the chain link. No, I just wear briefs, like the little shorty shorts.
I need you to stop.
No, they're my boys.
No. Turns out men who wear boxers have a 25% higher sperm concentration.
All right.
And a higher total sperm count than blokes who don't wear boxers.
If I can give out any advice on this show to young men listening right now, it is do not wear boxers as an adult. If you get dacked wearing boxers, what do you think comes with the pants and the shorts? The boxers. The boxers are for 12-year-old kids.
Right.
That's where they should be, and that's the exact zone that they should be living in.
Well, this is one of the big tips. If you're wanting to get pregnant...
All right, let's not talk about big tips and underwear. Chill right out.
Blokes who don't want to get pregnant, then you just wear the tightest undies you possibly can. Just really squish them in.
Budgie smugglers. Just a belt, and you just keep... pulling the next rung.
There are a few other tips other than your type of underwear if you're wanting to get pregnant. And again, if you're wanting the opposite, which I feel like a lot of blokes here in Central Queensland probably do, then do the opposite of these things. Eat more oily fish can help with your higher sperm concentration.
Where's that cod? Cover it in oil. I ain't having no kid.
Staying away from processed meats.
No.
I love a good processed meat.
Yeah.
Enjoying a balanced diet, and this one I think is the hardest one here in Central Queensland, avoid heat stress.
All right. Just in Central Queensland where it's 30 degrees every single minute of the day.
If you can stay chilly as much as you can, keep those boys on ice, you will be ready to go.
It's
again,
funny.
Blokes who are not wanting to get pregnant, go sit yourself in a sauna. Get into a spa.
Jeez. So this is
heat that up.
This is the thing. Again, don't wear boxers. And I think I was speaking about this yesterday to you off air. Is my dad recently, yesterday, only just had... I probably should text him, make sure he's okay.
You haven't texted him yet?
Dad had surgery yesterday on his boys. On his boys, on his right boy. And I said to Mum, make sure you get an ice pack and a cold beer.
Yep.
Dad wants to cut out the middleman. He said, why are you bothering with the ice pack? Start out with the beer as the ice pack and then you finish it.
Yeah.
So
finish it when it's warm.
Get a beer, boys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
There is a movie out at the moment that is incredible in a different kind of way.
What?
It's The Meg.
Right.
The Megalodon. It is an action movie with Jason Statham. Ruby Rose is in it. The guy that plays Dwight in The Office is also in it. There's so many different people. And essentially it's about... discovering these gigantic megalodon sharks that existed millions of years ago in like a new area of the ocean floor that we've never discovered. It's
what's a megalodon?
That's what it was called, the megalodon. It's like a super shark. It's like 30, 40 meters long. It is a beast of an animal. So these roamed the ocean millions of years ago, all extinct, just for being dead.
So
you know?
Just like a whale, but like a shark.
Yes, like it's a whale, but a shark. And if you haven't seen the movie, it is incredibly funny. I saw it this weekend with my girlfriend. She didn't understand that it was meant to be kind of bad.
Right. So it's like the Sharknado.
It's not
movies.
Okay.
Like you don't go into
the scale between good movie and Sharknado. It's somewhere in the middle. It's nowhere near Sharknado's where sharks are flying out of a tornado.
Okay.
But there are hilarious elements to it, and something is really getting to me. Megalodon sightings have increased in the last month just because this movie's come out.
Right.
Megalodon doesn't exist, people.
Yeah,
they're extinct.
Are people just seeing regular sharks and going, oh, a megalodon?
Well, like, there's no distinguishing, like, there's a massive discrepancy between a regular, just a great white shark that are huge, by the way.
Sure.
They're like 5-6 meters long, compared to a megalodon that is bigger than ships.
It would be like a building flying towards you.
It'd be a bit like the fin would be the same size as like a sailboat sail almost. So the sightings have increased by just aggressive amounts.
Where are people seeing them?
In South Africa. People are seeing them in New Zealand. Where do you think the most people are seeing them though?
Australia?
The United States of America.
Oh,
because some Americans might be small idiots, but that's okay. And
small idiots.
Now, we live alongside the ocean here in central Queensland along the coastline. So there's a lot of ocean next to us, right? On our right side, or depending on which way you're looking at the map.
At the moment, I think it's on my left.
Yes, we are facing opposite ways. Funny that. But if people are spotting them, let's get them on the phone. 13, 12, 16, have you definitely just seen the Meg? Have you seen the Meg? Have you seen the big shark out in the harbour?
We've got a Meg right here.
Oh, of course. Well, clearly, people are sighting it, so they don't exist. 13, 12, 16, if you've definitely 100% really, really, really seen the Meg, give us a call. Let's chat about what you saw. Like, the Meg exists. Everyone's aware of it. Jess, you know the Meg exists. Say it with your words.
The Meg exists.
Thank you. Megalodon.
I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it?
I haven't seen it.
No.
But I'm sure probably someone has.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm saying the shark. I don't care if people have seen the movie.
Right.
I want to see. Have you seen the shark cruising out in the harbour, the Meg? Because it exists. Catch a ride. Instead of the Curtis Ferry services, just get on.
Catch for the Meg.
Just get on the Meg. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you've seen the Meg. 13, 12, 16. It's time to turn to optimism. It's time to believe because Megalodon, apparently, according to thousands of people around the world right now, it exists. And if you don't know what Megalodon is, it's like a 40-meter shark. The reason people are saying they've seen the shark is because there's a movie out called The Meg, which focuses on it.
Sure. And maybe they just haven't had a name for it yet.
No.
Or maybe it just doesn't exist now, and people are idiots.
Now, science, which normally I'm on board with, and you absolutely know that. Normally science is the best friend of this show, but science is claiming that the Megalodon was extinct millions of years ago. But all these sightings, you can't argue with that. You can't argue with all these sightings by people that haven't seen the movie.
Differ. This is like you wanting to see the Tasmanian devil tiger.
No, the Tassie devil exists. I've seen one. You saw one last week at Cooper Park.
The Tassie tiger.
Well, that exists as well, so that's all right.
It doesn't.
Megalodon exists, and he's here in Central Queensland. He's all around the world. There's multiple Megalodon, and on 13, 12, 16, we're asking for sightings. People that have seen it. We've got George from Rockhampton. I love George. George, have you seen the Meg?
I've seen the Meg, Tim.
He's seen the Meg. We've all seen the Meg. I'm surprised you haven't seen Megalodon.
We've all seen the Meg. I don't know what Jesse's on about.
Yeah.
Where did you see the Meg, George?
Fitzroy River, of course.
Mate, I've seen the Meg. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter where.
It's everywhere.
It was on the Dawson Highway.
Exactly.
I overtook it on the Bruce. It was on a wide load.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, come on. Why are you doubting that the Megalodon still exists?
I just don't think.
The 40-meter shark.
You've lost it, mate. Seriously.
I feel like we would have spotted it somewhere in the Great Barrier Reef.
And I'll show you the Meg, mate. Don't worry
about it. But, like, George, I know you wouldn't have taken a photo because you would have been living in the moment, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Right, you don't take photos. You just live in the moment.
Right.
The Meg's out there. Megalodon. He's swimming around. There's probably 10 of them.
Out there too.
Yeah, the Meg's out. Don't believe, Jess.
There is
You've got
no,
to believe.
Do not scare any of the kids out here. There is no such thing as a mega shark. It's not
No, it's
thing.
Not mega shark. That's
it's
stupid.
It's out there, Jess. It's out there.
It's out there. Thanks, George.
I'm hanging up on George.
Oh, you don't hang up on George.
It's so nice to have the power on this side of the desk to see you, George.
I know. Don't worry. If you're round about, just keep an eye on the Meg. It's bigger than most countries, so, you know, it's a real big shark. It exists.
There's no megalodons.
It's Tim and Jess and the Meg on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. Dean, the MTV VMAs did not disappoint yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't have said it better myself. Drama, tears, tantrums, tiaras. Let's kick off by talking about Cardi B's hilarious entrance, okay? She took to the stage holding a blanket that looked like in the blanket was her baby Culture. It almost looked like she was about to reveal Culture to the world. Anyway, it was a joke. She pulled out a statue, but what's funny, her husband Offset did not know about the joke. He was livid. He thought she'd actually taken Culture onto the stage. And like, and you got to see her, you know, Cardi B's been talking about it today. She was like, oh my goodness, I've got to make it up to my husband because he was so mad. He thought that in the last moment, in the last minute, she was like, I'm just going to take Culture onto the stage. She did. Let's talk about the highlights of the show. J-Lo took home the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. Camila Cabello, Video of the Year and Artist of the Year. Cardi B, Best New Artist. Probably the least surprising win I've ever seen of any award show ever in the history of award shows. Madonna making headlines today. She introduced the Aretha Franklin tribute and people are saying that she made it all about herself, and I tend to agree. But you know what? It was a fabulous night. Everyone looked great. Nicki Minaj killed it and slayed the stage. Ariana Grande was there. Everyone was there. It was just fabulous. It really was. But today, very quickly, while I've got you on the line, Post Malone has landed safely in his private jet.
Yes.
He's woken up today.
Okay.
Yes, literally just landed safely. The two front tires on his private jet carrying 13 passengers to London, they blew as the plane took off.
Oh,
he had
God.
To make an emergency landing.
They
literally circled around New York City for 2 hours to get rid of all the fuel. They were terrified that when they landed, it would not go well. But it did land safely as 13 ambulances lined the runway, ready for a crash landing.
It is great to see that he landed safely, Dean. We really appreciate it, mate. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Look. If you're single, listen. Listen to me, and that includes a person sitting across the desk from me as well. I'm speaking to everybody right now.
I absolutely told you about this event in confidence. I never expected we'd talk about this on our show.
Here we are. Speed dating's on this Friday night in Gladstone, and I want you to go. You're a single gal?
I am a single gal.
Like many single blokes and Sheilas around
CQ. I haven't got much to lose at this point.
Oh, you know, bit of the attitude, right? You'd lose a bit of that. But I think that, have you ever done speed dating before?
Never.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity. Why not? It's Friday. We're in Queensland. Two thumbs up. Two drinks down.
It's a speed dating mixer for 18 to 30-year-olds.
That's you. I know you're at the higher end of that as a 29-year-old, but you still technically fall under that category.
Here's my dilemma. I don't want to go alone. Like,
oh, mate, you're meant to go alone.
No, this is like, okay, so it's a multi-level kind of
all right,
decision.
Let's break through your anxiety.
So, speed dating, first of all.
Yeah.
I'm not great on first dates. You know that about me.
Well, yes, our first date went terrible. That's why we never kissed.
We never dated.
I continue
Stop
to tell people,
people
this
that we
story.
Dated.
What's my girlfriend's name?
Her name is Jess.
What's your
Different
name?
Jess.
What's your name?
Different Jess.
Sorry, that could be confusing.
I've never been speed dating before, but I can't imagine that doing the first date thing multiple times would be any good.
See, I think you and people like you would thrive in this situation because there's a time limit. You just, instead of going like, oh, what do we talk about? You go, all right, I'm going to bust through this and go bang, bang,
it's
bang.
It's run by a trivia guy. So apparently there's set up questions that you ask each person.
You don't even have to do any of the work. Even better. I think this is something different. I'm not saying you need to go on dates. I just want to think that people like you around Central Queensland, nothing to do this Friday night, because I know you've got nothing to do, go out, try something a bit new. You're all for new adventures. Here's an adventure on a silver platter.
I don't want to go by myself.
That's the point.
I just want like a wingwoman there for work when we arrive. We arrive and we have a couple of wines before the speed dating thing happens, and then we can like I have someone to debrief with afterwards.
Does it have to be a woman?
Well,
can't you have a wingman?
I could have a wingman, but then we'd end up on a date.
Nice. So, all right, wing humans. 13, sure. 12, 16, you need a wing human?
Yeah.
Man or woman?
I'm not going otherwise. If we don't get someone...
Don't sook.
If we don't get someone calling in right now to come as my wingman...
All right, then... let's raise that pathetic scale up a little bit
I'm
higher.
I'm too scared.
Hey, if you want to go out and have a fun night, this Friday at Speed Dating in Gladstone, Jess is going to be there. You can hang out with her.
I did not commit to this
13, 12, 16, Jess is locked in to be there. So could you... We just need to get a gang together. Get a posse. 13, yeah. 12, 16.
Just
if you
one
want.
Other human one so other I human. Don't feel so pathetic.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. I'm trying to rally together a team for date night, speed dating this Friday in Gladstone. I want Jess to go. I want you to be there. And
see, I've always talked about trying speed dating, but I always talked about it in a way that like, oh yeah, like I'd try it if it ever... You know, they're never going to do it in Central Queensland.
Well, it's happening this Friday night. One of our friends has said, hey, he won't come with you, but he'll hide from the bushes and scream advice.
Oh, good. Yeah, what no, thoughts? That'll be subtle.
Because you don't want to go by yourself.
I don't want to be there like by myself waiting for the event to happen.
But everyone's going to be there by themselves.
I know, but it's... there's going to be groups. People are going to go in groups.
No, they're not going to go in groups. You're making assumptions of things that you have zero research on. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's fair.
So on 13, 12, 16,
it's been a while
been
since I've even been on a date.
Well, I don't think you're begging hard enough. How did I get members on my team for Botanic to Bridge? I begged pathetically.
Right.
And people decided to call and help me out. You didn't beg pathetically enough. But
there's a small level. Pathetic enough.
We've got Zoe from Rocky on 13,
okay.
12, 16. Zoe, do you want to go with Jess to this speed dating on Friday night?
Well, I would love to, but I'm going to Brizzy this weekend, but I can't.
Bail. Already bailing on me.
But I have some good advice.
Okay.
Okay, so every time I go out by myself, I pick up more. So it's better, Jess, if you go by yourself. Because if you go with a group of other girls or even just one other girl, it's too intimidating for guys.
But we're going to be speed dating. I need someone next to me so that
no,
I have someone
don't.
To talk
you can
to.
Do it well, by
no,
yourself.
The speed dating, you talk to the person that's in front of you. You don't just go, oh, g'day, hi, my name's Jess. Oh, Kevin. Anyway, so Sheila. That'd be weird. I thought.
No, it's more for like the before and after. Like, I don't want to just be like standing around by myself.
No, but that gives you more opportunity to mingle. I swear, every time I go by myself, you're more pressured to kind of be in a situation where you have to speak to more people, so you do it. Otherwise, you stay comfortable.
Tara, right now, just quickly, give Jess like a 10-second pump-up. Just let her know she can do it because we need to get her there.
Okay, Jess, you can do absolutely anything. Yeah. I believe in you so much. Yes. You're 100% going to find the man of your dreams there.
Oh, my God. I feel really uncomfortable when people compliment me.
I know. So do I for some reason. Thanks. Sorry, Tara there.
Tara, I appreciate the support.
She can't come.
I just don't know that I can do it by myself. Like, you have to get screened, pre-screened. I might even not make the pre-screening. Mm.
Well, you were worried that you were too famous and you were going to get recognised.
I did not.
The tone in your voice indicates that that's a big old lie. That's all right. I think you should go. I wish I'm not going to be here, but I think you should go.
Right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. I'll register, and if I get accepted, then I'll go.
Oh, the tension.
I'll probably get rejected from that as well, because let's be real, that's my jam, getting rejected.
Anyway, positivity. It's Tim and Jess on
Hit. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Every week we try and spell people's names. We've been doing this for months now and it doesn't get old.
Us saying you will be so stressing, we're the ones that are stressed more.
Yeah, it's talking in third person and into a mirror.
You will be so stressed. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. And essentially, we're just going to try to spell your name. There's no tricks. We got Rachel from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16, who we're going to try and spell first. Rachel, what are we going to be spelling?
Franken.
Franken? Like the start of Frankenstein?
No. Franken. It's Franken Motorsport. My kid's last name's a Franken.
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 All right. Have a crack, mate.
Yeah.
Franken.
Bow, bow.
All right. I've got the buttons here, Rachel. But thank you for your help. I've just got Franken.
No.
All right. What are we dealing with here, Rach?
It's Franken.
Oh, so like Franken.
Franken.
Franken hell, Rachel, you got us. Thanks yeah. for playing, mate.
No worries.
And we've got Michaela from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Michaela, what's your name? We'll try to spell it.
Michaela.
Oh, so it's just Michaela. Oh, this one's a tricky one.
You go first.
Okay. M-I-K-A-E-L-A.
No.
Where's
I'm going to go with M-A-K-A-Y-L-A.
No.
All right, Michaela, what are we dealing with here?
M-I-C-K-A-Y-L-A.
Oh, like Mick. It's like phonetical almost.
Michaela.
Michaela. Is it, where in particular is that Michaela spelling from, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's from her mum and dad, Tim.
Fair enough. Sorry about that. Thanks for playing, Michaela.
No worries. Thank you.
And finally this morning we have Kim from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16 playing Spell My Name. Kim, what are we trying to spell here?
My daughter's name's Shane, and I'll give you a hint. It's not spelt the usual way.
Shane. All right. Shane. I think I know this one, but Jess, okay. I will let you attempt it first.
S-H-A-Y-N-E.
Nope.
Okay, that was mine, so I'm going to have to, I'm gonna have to scramble.
Pull something
Shane.
Out.
S-H-A-E-N.
Nope.
That doesn't even say Shane.
It says Shane. It's pronounced. Anyway, how do you spell it, Kim?
It's C-H-E-Y-N-E.
Shanae.
It is a lovely name.
That is actually, like, written out, looks gorgeous. Actually, like, that is a gorgeous name.
One quick question before we leave, Kim. Do you get frustrated by the amount of people when you're saying, all right, yeah, this is my daughter's name, and they spell it incorrectly? Like, do you regret naming her something that you have to constantly correct people on?
No, it's more when I say Shane, people assume Son. She's a boy.
Yeah.
Look, yep. To be honest, Kim, I hope I'm not offending you. I can see why people would be doing that. Anyway, we really appreciate you playing. Thanks, Kim.
No worries. Thank you.
No worries. 0-3.
I really like the name Shane. I might keep that in mind when I have a kid.
All right, write that one down.
Not that it's happening for a while.
I was going to say. Let's just get pregnant first, hey? Tim and Jess on Hits.
Not us.
Fair enough. True. We bought that. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits. Before we duck off to trending now, I got to pitch a game. I'm great at pitching games. Clickbait was a success. Spell My Name is a current success. Third time. Third time is the charm.
You did not come out with Spell My Name.
Yes, I did. 13, 12.
How dare you?
Yeah, right. Here we go. I am going to pitch to you my brand new game that I want to play by Friday, and I will pop up the money because this is how the game always works. I'll pop up the money. Which titty is that fitty? Yes!
What?
Which titty, T-I-D-D-Y, so it's not offensive, is that fitty, F-I-D-D-Y?
Right.
Essentially, in which breast pocket of mine will a $50 note be?
Okay.
Ooh, you have a 50% chance of guessing where this $50 will be.
You don't have any breast pockets.
Oh, what's that? Left breast.
Did you Left put breast. That in there?
I have just pulled it. Oh, it's got chest hair on it.
Oh.
It was a sticky note. That's all right. The left titty was where that fiddy was.
So, right, someone calls up.
And they, yeah, and they vibe it out with us. So I don't want it to be in. It can't be with you, because then we can't play it, because it's offensive.
Then it gets offensive, okay.
But with me, I'm on board.
All right. Will you
Yeah.
wear some sort of chest device?
I'll wear a bra if there's one big enough for me.
If I provide, not one of my bras, but
Please.
If I provide a bra for this game,
sure.
Then I'll allow you to play it once.
No, if it goes well.
I'll allow once, and then we'll see how it goes.
I'm happy right now on 13, 12, 16 to take calls of interest. And I won't answer the phone. I'll just, one, call of interest.
Good Lord. So hang on.
Where,
if they guess
which
where
titty is that fitty?
In.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I can't remember what I exactly called it, but essentially you have a 50% chance
the worst pitch ever.
Of winning $50. You just got to guess left or right titty.
Did you run this past legal? Like,
yeah,
they
loved it. The phones are lighting up. The
Good
phones
Lord.
Are lighting up.
We are
up.
Not playing today. You can stop
We're
calling.
Not playing today. This is a call. So that is enough for you to see that people want to play titty in a fitty.
I don't know
fitty
want to play titty.
Titty
in a fitty.
Fitty in a titty.
Fitty in a
titty. Titty. Stop saying, don't swear on this radio show. It's tiddy. T-I-D-D-Y. I will provide the money as always. And this Friday, you have an opportunity. Actually, you want to do it tomorrow? You want to do it tomorrow?
Hell yeah, let's do it tomorrow. If you're going to be losing $50, yeah.
All right.
I'm on board.
Tomorrow, brand new game on the show. Where's that titty? I mean, where's the? Oh no, Tim and Jess. I know. I've got to get it. I've got to write it down. I've got to write it down.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Look, pretending to bridge. The result. Everyone was aware that if the Hit CQ team lost to Wayne Butcher's Gladstone Police team, there'll be a punishment for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened after my team unfortunately lost by about 45 minutes.
The agreed upon solution was that you would run the 8K from Botanic to Bridge and then back Bridge to Botanic.
Yes.
16Ks all around.
Controversial. And unfortunately, I have some bad news. I will not be able to do that.
Right.
I have a doctor's note because, yes, as of yesterday at least, both my feet, because I got such bad blisters, they were both infected. I got two blood infections in both feet. I fixed one foot. Left foot still very infected.
Jesus.
I have a doctor's note here if you just want to read that out loud for everybody.
Tim's foot is no good, doctor.
Who's it signed by?
The doctor.
Yes.
I'm feeling like this is not a super official note.
I don't know. Would a doctor... A doctor wouldn't sign something unless it was real.
It's also written on other paperwork from this building.
And in crayon. But can you not see? I will step away. Can you not see the infection on my foot?
Oh, my God. Tim, you actually need to go see a doctor.
Yes, I do. But I have. I mean, I have seen a doctor.
Seriously, forget the meetings after the show today. Go and see a doctor.
I've seen a doctor, so because you've got the doctor's note. So
right. So you're not supposed to run.
I can't run for a month.
Right. According to this very strict doctor's note.
I'm worried about the tattoo that I got last week.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's a blood infection, hey?
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. What should Tim's punishment be instead?
Now, look, we could probably just drop it and just move on from here.
No, I reckon let's still punish you.
How do you lose the fun run? Have the least fun? I had so much fun.
Yeah, I don't care. You lost and we need some justice for Sergeant Wayne Butcher.
All right. So we're taking advice on the punishment that I received. Can we just get it over and done with now?
Yeah, let's
all
do
right.
it.
13, 12, 16, what's an idea for a punishment? I'm on board because I just want this to be dead. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. And unfortunately, it seems that my doctor isn't allowing me to follow through with the punishment for losing to Botanic to Bridge. It's just super
sad. Your
doctor
doesn't seem super
You've got the doctor's note in front of you. It's official. I can't run. I've got infected foot. I had infected feet, but I fixed one.
I believe that you've got bad feet because you're working worse than me, and I'm like 6 weeks
walking
post-op.
Walking worse than you, yes. Turns out blisters that are like 7 layers deep in your feet can get infected. So here we are. But my official doctor's note says I can't run. That's a shame. You wanted me to run up and back, do 16Ks sometime this week. Can't do it, bud. Doctor says no.
Unfortunately.
So, look. Yeah.
We've thrown it out there again. 13, 12, 16. Have you got an idea of how we should punish Tim?
I can't do no running because I don't want to do no more running. And the doctor.
Yes.
Said, yeah, and he signed it. An official doctor wouldn't sign something that's not real. So we've had Nick from Rocky call through on 13, 12, 16. Nick, have you got an idea for a new punishment?
I reckon, Jess, you can shoot Tim with the show rifle.
Show rifle.
This will be the first official shooting.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the show rifle.
The rubber band rifle.
Yeah, can we just...
It's not a real gun.
It's not a real gun, but it does shoot
I've
rubber
got
bands.
Here. I'll come back. You keep talking. I'll get it.
I would enjoy shooting Tim with the rubber band rifle because he constantly shoots me.
Yeah, just get him wherever.
Right in the blisters.
Right in the blisters. I'm not letting you shoot the show rifle. Now, you got to be careful because this is loaded right now with one rubber band.
Well, don't point it at me.
I'm not pointing it at you. It's at the sky.
How hard does it hit?
Oh, pretty hard. It leaves marks.
Yeah, like if So what kind of range are we talking? Like, can I get real close range?
I would say 3 meters.
Like, I
would just saying, seeing it, Tim wants three, probably just give him the one.
Yeah, 1 meter.
1 meter?
1 meter.
Like the end
I'll
of the
let
gun?
You wear goggles.
I was going to say, the end of the gun 1 meter away or you 1 meter away? Because you can put your arm out.
How far do firing squads normally get?
Actually, we could Google that. I'll do some research. That sounds like a good idea. Oh, look, I'm happy to get shot 5 times by the show rifle, the rubber band gun.
Yep.
Can we accept that as
the
punishment?
Do you want to lock that in?
Lock it in, Eddie.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. Thank you very much, Nick.
Yeah, no worries.
No worries, champion.
Let's just get it happening.
Well, I've got the rifle here. It's a kid's toy. So
right.
We can't stress that enough.
It's just rubber bands.
I can only lock 4 rubber bands into it.
Yeah, put my glasses on so you've got some protection.
No, I'm just going to cover with my face.
No, put some glasses on.
No.
Tim.
No.
Put the glasses on.
Stand up. You can't sit. You have to move back. You have to move
back.
We
agreed with Nick that it was only going to be 1 meter. Well, this is 1 meter. You look good in my glasses.
Here we go. Hit me in the chest.
Are you ready?
Aim me in the chest.
Okay.
Aim it lower.
I'm in the chest. Hang on, wait.
Aim it way lower.
Wait, no, I can't
wait,
see.
Higher than,
All right.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Ow!
I'm out.
All right. One definitely hit the testicles. Can we quickly put it to bed now?
Yeah, that's done. That's over. Till next year.
I'll have more fun next year, I promise.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.